From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. Governor Asa Hutchinson is running for re-election. The governor made the announcement today in an email. Joining me to discuss this is Roby Brock with Talk Business and Politics. Hi, Roby.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Good. So it's obviously, I guess, not a surprise that the governor is going to run for re-election. What do you make of the timing of this?
Well, we're post-legislative session, so it's kind of a good time, and I suspect that the governor is going to be ramping up with some fundraising over the summer. He has indicated in some interviews that he was going to have a busy summer before he takes some time off in the early fall. So I suspect he wants to get this word out formally so that he can do a little bit more on the fundraising trail, and also just to stave off anybody that might be contemplating a run. So we're about a year out from the primary, so this is probably pretty good timing on his part.
And in the press release, he touts what he says are campaign promises that he kept for jobs, computer coding in schools, lower income tax rates, and higher hiring freeze in state government. What do you think? Does the governor seem like he's in a strong position at this point?
I think he is. If you just, you know, from what he did talk about when he was on the campaign trail in 2014, he has definitely delivered on what he said he would. He wanted to be the jobs governor. We've seen a string of jobs announcements just over the course of his tenure as governor, and certainly we've seen some big ones lately. For instance, the 800 new jobs over in the Delta is just a major accomplishment. He has delivered on tax cuts, and most of them have been for people in middle income and lower income tax brackets. I think that is a little surprising. We thought he might go after more tax cuts at a higher income level, and he's not done that. And so I think that puts him in a strong position as well, because it's affected a lot of people. He has kept state government smaller. If we look at the employment numbers, there are fewer state government workers today than there were when he took office. I think that he has made some promises, and he has a record to build on with some of the things that he's delivered.
And unemployment is at record lows. I guess the only negative he said to warn of possible cuts to state government because of revenue not coming in as forecast.
Yeah, there's a couple of issues on the budget front there. They have not met expectations in terms of what they forecast state revenues to be. Some of that is because of the tax cuts that have come through. A lot of that is just because we are seeing some shift in sales tax collections, which some are attributing to online sales, taking that money away from the traditional brick-and-mortar retailers. And I think that is a big component of that. So something to be watchful for in the future, but I don't think any of it is going to affect any levels of state services. And unless that happens, I just don't see that being a big Achilles heel for the governor.
Any speculation at this point whether he'll face a challenge from within his own party?
That's a great question. There has been nobody even rattling the cages that they might run against him in a GOP primary. He would be pretty tough to beat in a Republican primary. He had a challenger the last time he ran in Curtis Coleman. I think Curtis Coleman mustered, you know, below 30% when it was all said and done. It was a resounding primary victory for the governor. I think that anybody else that tries to get in would be picking a fight that they're not going to win. But there may be somebody out there who wants to make a name for themselves. They may jump in just to offer an alternative. If they do, I think it would be a more conservative alternative to the governor, somebody who would try to flank his right and the right-wing base that he's courting.
Any speculation at this point in terms of Democrats who might run?
Well, that's the million-dollar question right there. The Democrats have to put somebody up to run against him for governor in 2018 because to keep their political party status, they have to field a candidate that will garner at least 3% of the vote, which I think they'll do easily. But who that candidate would be, very hard to say right now. I think the other thing that works for the governor in a general election is he is actually overperforming for a traditional Republican in the state of Arkansas, with not only Democratic voters but African-American voters, which are a big part of the Democratic base. So a challenger to Governor Hutchinson on the Democratic side is going to have a major uphill battle to face.
That's Roby Brock with Talk Business and Politics discussing the announcement from Governor Asa Hutchinson that he does intend to seek a second term in office. Roby, thanks for your time.
Good to be with you, Michael, as always.
This is KUAR 89.1.